Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Sticca, Certified Angus Beef, talking about getting into the mind of the consumer in just a moment.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m. at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs and heavy breads. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m.
We're headed to Houston. The 2022 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, happening the 1st through the 3rd of February in Houston, Texas, will be there. And the folks from Performance Beef, part of Zoetis, will be sponsoring our reports. Performance Beef simplifies feed, performance, and health data collection without double data entry or complicated software. Track feed, record health data at the chute, in the pen, or pasture. All with Performance Beef. Continuing our conversation now with the president of Certified Angus Beef, Dr. John Sticca, who says that the research that CAB has done on consumers has helped them understand what they're interested in and how CAB can help deliver a great eating experience every time.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, trying to understand the consumer and not just listen to what they say, but I think as we all know, it's really about watching what they do, because what we say and what we do aren't always the same. It's really probably setting us up for really where I think the brand will evolve moving forward. The brand will always be focused on quality and taste, because we know that that's what the consumer has shown us they are willing to pay for. But we also know moving forward in a lot of things today that the consumer's demands are evolving, and the consumer now is expecting more from the beef industry, from Certified Angus Beef as a whole. And really that comes back to they want to know more about how the cattle are handled. They want to know more about how cattlemen are raising the cattle and how are we continuing, as we have been for centuries, being stewards of the land. And there's just more interest in what we do as a profession and as a livelihood than what there ever has been. And I really think that as we listen and watch consumers, it's really an opportunity for the brand and for Angus breeders and the beef industry to really show consumers that they have no reason to do anything but trust that we're delivering them a high-quality, safe, wholesome product that's good for them, their family, the environment, and the overall business nature and livelihood of all who are involved in delivering it from the ranch clear to the consumer.
John, are we getting to the point where one of these days soon we'll need a more sophisticated animal ID trace back in order to let consumers know where their beef's coming from?
You know, I do think that the answer to that is probably yes. I think you can see that the consumer is asking us to continue to tell a deeper, richer story. And I think there's a number of different ways that we can do that, but we're really beginning to operate in what I like to call a trust but verify environment. I think consumers in general trust that we are doing a great job. And I've not once had a conversation with a customer or a consumer where they said, here's what you need to be doing to keep my business. What they've said is, tell me what you are doing. And when you share that story, I haven't had nothing but positive experiences, and I feel their trust level has gone up.
So 2022, fiscal year, obviously a couple months into it, you said setting up really good. How do you get the job across the finish line? How do you get that done?
Well, the biggest thing we do is we just continue to push. We always sell like there's always another pound left, even those times when there's not. You sell like there is. And it's all about keeping momentum. We're going to be probably about 10 million pounds up over prior year when we begin to close out December, and puts us in a really good spot to I think be in a nice position. Cattle supplies appear to be strong moving into the first part of the year, so we feel pretty good. But it comes right down to what we continue to do. You know, when you look at Certified Angus Beef as a brand, we're a brand focused on quality. But what we do is we educate, we train, we motivate, we provide resources to those at grocery level and at the restaurant level to go out and sell that product and tell that story to the consumer. And so 2022 has gotten more of that than anything. We were able to invest in a property outside of Worcester, a small Angus operation, where we'll be able to expand our experience-based education and take them out to really experience what it's like to be an Angus breeder. And then when we're done there, go straight into the culinary center that we have there in Worcester. Wow. And show them, like we have for years now, how to take that product and really make it something special. So I think we're just going to continue to put resources towards connecting the entire chain from that rancher making those breeding decisions clear to that chef who's going to decide what handful of ingredients to put on that certified Angus beef steak or that burger or that recipe to really make it a memorable experience for the consumer.
President of Certified Angus Beef, John Sticca. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m. at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs and heavy breads. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.